Way back in June, I spoke with Sean Owen about Mahout, which had just graduated from the Apache incubator. Since that time, my daughter was born, and I hadn't had time to edit this. But now that school has started up again, I have a little bit of extra time in the morning. So here is that interview. Let you know a little bit about Mahout and its graduation from the incubator, its relationship to other projects, and its future. You are now the vice president in charge of Mahout.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
First of all, tell me a little bit about Mahout and how it's a separate thing from Lucene and Solar and all the various other parts that I've heard more about in the past than Mahout, actually.
Right, right. I'll give you the brief history. It was started under the Lucene umbrella in 2008. I wasn't one of the original folks involved in the project, but I take it there were several people working on Lucene that began to have interest specifically in machine learning algorithms at scale, which is sort of related to Lucene, if not completely related. But it was close enough that they just started a sub-project. It soon took on an identity that's related to Hadoop. So the idea being that Mahout's about building these algorithms in a distributed way on top of Hadoop. I got involved not too long after the project started through what you might call acquisition. I had been operating this small open source project related to recommender engines, which is, you could call a form of machine learning. And so they just asked if we'd like to join forces. So I merged my project into Mahout, and it's just kind of gone on from there. I think it's gotten a bit of momentum, a bit of press. It's expanded to maybe 10, maybe even 12 contributors. And so it's gotten to the point where it's big enough, and maybe its mission has become separate enough from Lucene that it really ought to be its own top-level project. That happened, I believe, last month. Since someone's got to sign on to do the paperwork and such, they picked me as one of the more motivated or active contributors at the moment that seem to have the time to do it. That's where we are today.
Tell me something about machine learning. How would that be used in a business setting, in an application setting?
Machine learning is such a broad word, a broad topic, and it can encompass a lot of things. Anything where you probably analyze a lot of data and try to extract something like knowledge or use it to predict other things. In the context of Mahout, it really means three things at the moment: primarily collaborative filtering or recommender engines, clustering, and classification. These are the things that have maybe become most developed earliest on in the project, since maybe they have the most immediate application in the real world. Collaborative filtering is easy to explain since we see it a lot. Go to Amazon and start buying books or looking at books, and soon enough it'll start recommending other books to you based on your actions and your ratings. That's it. That's almost completely what collaborative filtering is. And there's an application right there. You might use it on a commerce site to put other stuff in front of your buyers that they may be interested in. Mm-hmm. Clustering is trying to take a large group of things and divide them up into meaningful groups, and in that sense establish some order from a big unordered collection of things. A good example of that is Google News. So they have millions and millions of articles coming out every day, and it wouldn't really be useful to just list them all on the homepage. So they try to group them together by story, by articles that are about the same event or story, using clustering techniques. And then they can present you, really let you browse by story and see that, you know, here's three articles on it and here's 1,000 more, rather than an unordered list. Classification is trying to take things, objects, and assign them to groups or decide whether they have an attribute or not based on their features. And I think the most relevant or immediate example of this is maybe email spam filtering. So based on the link, the sender, some words in the email features, you're trying to decide whether to classify it as spam or not. This is a classic and widespread use of classification techniques. That would be the sort of thing I think people might want to use classification for in a real-world business.
I'm curious what happens going forward when a large project starts splitting into smaller projects. Is there a lot of cooperation between the various sub-projects, or do they tend to lose touch with one another?
Well, in this case, I think the Apache board specifically wanted these sub-projects to move out, so to speak, because they were taking on independent relatively independent missions and independent sets of contributors. So they weren't really part of Lucene anymore, even though they kind of arguably started that way. So for example, no, Mahout doesn't have a lot of overlap with Tika or Nutch, the other more search-related bits under Lucene. So that's fine. There's no real need for them to. They're doing different things, but that just meant that they really didn't belong under the same umbrella. So that these projects can be top-level projects and maybe meaningfully have their own sub-projects later. And if you do have sub-projects, yeah, they really ought to be cooperating since they're under the same roof. But that said, I mean, there's certainly good cooperation and collaboration between Apache projects where appropriate. Obviously, Mahout's using Hadoop, the Apache distributed computing framework, and it's beginning to use or look at using other related projects like Avro for structured data serialization. So yeah, I think the question is always first, are we reinventing something or can we leverage other open source software, in particular Apache projects, since they're so right next door?
You're using Hadoop and Avro. Are there other projects or technologies outside of Apache that you interact with a lot?
Mahout uses a lot of, does a lot of math. So it needs APIs for dealing with vectors and matrices. Rather than completely rewrite something, absorbed with permission, of course, a project called Colt, or made a copy of it and began to customize it. That was not an Apache project. Colt was just a more general math and vector library. So there's an example of something Mahout has interacted with and even tried to carry on. Yeah, Avro is not something we're using yet, but it's probably coming, since being built on top of Hadoop, you need to store data, store structured data. And rather than invent a new system for that, it makes sense to reuse someone else's. And as the data story gets more complicated and needs more structure, you know, I think rather than build a whole sub-project, you would, of course, want to reuse an existing project like that. The Google Summer of Code is coming up, and this is where Google basically sponsors students to work on open source. Apache always benefits greatly from that, and Mahout has this year 5 students working on new algorithms, new improvements and such. I, in particular, am interested in the recommender engine piece, and one student in particular is developing a new distributed recommender algorithm based on something called the singular value decomposition, which is a bit of an arcane, a bit of math in the matrix world, but is actually a very fast and effective way of doing recommendations that would really improve in this what Mahout offers in this respect. There's a book in the works, which is exciting too, I think. That's sort of a badge of legitimacy for any project, I think. And it seems to be good that something like that's out there, since there is a user base that's hungry for maybe a bit more than the always not quite sufficient Java doc and comments we write into the project itself. Mm-hmm. So those are both good to see, that there's increasing activity on the committer side and on the user side. I just think it's generally exciting that the project's still in a growth phase. I think the project's attitude is try a bunch of stuff and see what sticks. So you see new people every day joining and adding an algorithm. And, you know, if it gets popular and it gets used, it gets more heavily integrated and refined. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. It's nice to see so much new, possibly useful algorithms being implemented. It just makes the project broader and more useful, I think, to more people out there. Yeah, it's exciting. It's just exciting to be seeing all this activity and be part of a project that seems to be really getting used by a lot of people out there. This sort of stuff has long been considered the province of, you know, rocket scientists, right?
Yeah.
And it's not trivial. It does take a bit of background to fully understand a lot of it. But I like to think the project is doing a good job of bridging that gap, bringing these somewhat potentially arcane ideas and algorithms into a form that's ready to run in a real production system, but also in a way that's structured nicely and explained nicely, such that, you know, a layman like me, I mean, I don't have a sophisticated background in this, can understand and appreciate and understand how to modify it as well. So, yeah, it is exciting to be maybe bringing some of these ideas a bit to make them more practically usable to more people.
If somebody wanted to get involved, what areas of the project need help?
I think if someone asked that question, I'd point them to our Jira tracker with all the open issues. There's 30 or 40 open issues now, and a lot of them are simply, they're not even bugs, they're just ideas and placeholders and enhancement requests. So I think there's so many areas someone could jump in on. They don't have to be in the area of recommendations, clustering, or classification. The door is still wide open to start implementing new stuff. That said, I think we could also use people with deep or relatively deep knowledge in distributed computing like Hadoop, because Hadoop makes it easy to distribute computations, but it's never easy to fully understand how to do it really efficiently. It takes a very different kind of thinking. So I'm sure anyone with a lot of knowledge there could come in and begin really tuning and optimizing some of these jobs. So I think those people willing to optimize, people willing to implement new algorithms would both be especially welcome in the project.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me. Mahout is currently on the Lucene website at lucene.apache.org/Mahout, but will very shortly be at mahout.apache.org.
That's right, yes.
Well, thanks for talking with us, Sean.
Great, thanks, Richard.
I'll see you at ApacheCon, maybe?
Okay, yeah, I hope so. If I can make it out there, appreciate
right.
it. Take care.